Breaking loose, ladies and gentlemen. It's Wednesday, July 22nd, 2026. Strap yourselves in.
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today. Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Trump came out yesterday and said, no, the polls show the American people love the Iran war, even though a poll of just Americans in general, it's over 80%, between 60 and 70% depending on the poll of Republican registered voters. But it doesn't matter to Trump. He says, we love it. This is just a total disaster. It's been in the different defense publications for at least 15 years, and it's an open secret that Saudi Arabia has a deal with nuclear weapon Pakistan, to keep their nukes there with their flagged planes, with their squadron there, just less than an hour away. And that if they ever got ready to go to full war, they would then bring their squadron back. Well, they brought that back a couple months ago. Now, headline, nuclear arms race in Mideast. Saudis get the bomb. That's the Drudge Report. Yep, he's in a... do a deal with them to have nuclear enrichment centers that can make material for atomic and hydrogen booms. Trump to give nuclear weapon capability to Saudi Arabia in massive escalation. House set to vote on NDAA. That would turn U.S. military intelligence over to Israel. That's today. Bill Gates caught funding the Epstein investigation into himself. You can't make this up. Share the feed at AlexJonesLive.com, the news site, the front lines of the fight, and, of course, on X. Real Alex Jones, and of course, the mighty Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. Now, I'm actually for Saudi Arabia having nuclear weapons, and I'm for Iran having them. Mutually assured destruction. That's right. North Korea's got them. Where's the war with them? I don't like North Korea. I don't like the mullahs. But you can't start wars with everybody because they get technologies. And this is Trump admitting that, okay, Iran's got the bomb, which they've been now admitting they've got. And Israel's real worried they got the delivery system. Well, Israel better be well-behaved. Or Israel can have its Samson option and we all die. Because you're not going to stop this proliferation. They claim they'd have a global government to stop it, and all the globalists have done is actually proliferate. Our government helped give the Pakistanis the damn nuke so they could menace India, and then look how that turned out. So you're not going to stop it. And this is Trump going, okay, Saudi Arabia, you can have the nuke. And Saudi Arabia is inching towards announcing they have it. Oh, but they can say, we built it ourselves. We have our own bombs now, which, of course, they can do. So now they're going to manufacture their own bombs. And Israel is mega, super, ultra, pee-pee, pissed off. And call the archivist. It's just, you know, it's good to show people this. About 2 months ago and about a month ago, I said, look for Saudi Arabia to go ahead and announce they got the bomb here pretty quick. Nobody else said that, but I did. Because, you see, I do my homework, and I know what I'm talking about. And I just want to point that out because a lot of people listen, but not enough. And we wouldn't be in this position if people listened to the show more and my guests more, like Michael Young, that's coming in the last hour in studio today, true military geopolitical expert. Now, I am sick of leading the show with Iran and Russia and this stuff, but it sucks everything in, so you have to. But I'm not going to do that today. I'm going to wait, even though it's the biggest news ever. I mean, it's completely cuckoo town insane. Because I've got too much other incredible domestic stuff, and it's all so important, and I've been neglecting this. And I intend to open the phones up today as well. We got one hell of a transmission lined up for you, so start your engines and share those live feeds. That's everything, Ballroom Ears. AlexJonesLive.com. It's got the live feed. Share it now, now.
This shower filter slays 95% of the lead, 99% of the chlorine, and keeps that damn atrazine out of your water. Protect yourself. Don't let them turn you gay. Purify it now.
Mother, do you really want to shower with me? Do you want to clean everything? Oh, mother!
I'm not gay. You are.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Wednesday, July 22nd, 2026. I am your embattled and battle-hardened host. Truly, that which does not kill you only makes you stronger. And we're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I come back with special shows at different times, Saturdays and Sundays, 4 to 8 p.m. Central with Sunday Night Live. Okay, I'm going to table the Iran stuff until the last hour and a half when Michael Yon is in studio and we go down into the guest studio area, true military expert, most famous combat correspondent photographer, geopolitical expert. I mean, he is smart as hell. He's going to be in studio with us. He's been traveling the world, hadn't been back for months and months, but he's here. He's been in Asia, been in Latin America, Europe, you name it. He'll be covering the waterfront with us on all of this that I'm about to mention briefly. Spend a few minutes on Iran and geopolitical developments. Then I'm going to move on into the deep dive coming up the last hour and a half today. And then we've got all the other stuff. Did you know that there was an investigation into Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein, and it found out Bill Gates didn't do anything? And then in the fine print, do you know who paid for the investigation? But most of the corporate media wouldn't tell you that. Bill Gates. Bill Gates. Oh, and Jean-Luc Brunel's cohort has been found dead. He was the French Epstein, worked with Epstein. He's been found dead in Paris. Daniel Saeed was being investigated, and he's bye-bye. And Gates liked to stay over there with Epstein and Jean-Luc Brunel. And so you now had Warren Buffett pull all of his money out of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation 2 weeks ago. On the word that new information is about to come up. We've got that. Big tech is hiding $1.65 trillion in off-balance sheets AI debt bubble, experts say, could bust any time. We have huge domestic news. Good news, some of the things Trump's been doing, having an effect even where I live and all over the country. Austin City workers remove rainbow crosswalks that have been up for years and flags everywhere like an enemy force has conquered us. Because federal and state law, and that ties into all the wild, disgusting pedo Pride Month garbage and the hangover from that. But I want to get to this as well, just mentioning what's coming up. This is at AlexJonesLive.com. Today, Congress votes to integrate U.S. military, tech, and supply chains with Israel. Total, complete integration of everything. Now, the main bill failed in the House last week, and they didn't pull Section 219. It's no longer Section 224. They've rewritten it, but it's the same wording written by Netanyahu. How do we know? He bragged and thanked Congress for adding his rider into the defense authorization, the $1.5 trillion piece of legislation. They want a $300 billion supplement right now. or the $2.3 billion a day being spent on the wonderful little war that the Israeli ministers, Smotrich and Gavir, said is wonderful. America's doing it and paying for it, and it's going to hurt Iran and hurt them with the Strait of Hormuz closed, and of course hurt the rest of the world economy, but they don't care. While we're busy doing that, they're going to grab Lebanon, much of the Gaza Strip, all of Gaza, much of course, Syria. It's just totally out of control. Meanwhile, Saudis reached deal with U.S. that could let them enrich nuclear fuel for making bombs. Put up the Drudge headline, a nuclear Saudi Arabia. Saudi goes nuclear. And we'll again get back into U.S. defense integration on horizon as House keeps Section 219 in NDAA. That's military.com. You know, when I get up here and I say, hey, this integrates our military at every level, from research and development to battlefield to satellites to telemetry to all the secrets to the codes, the Israel First Lobby goes, that's not true. But military.com says that because you can read Section 219 and it says integrate, merge, synchronize, and there's a special office created that is only reports to the president and is it merges the research and development and ownership of all of our weapons. I mean, it is just unbelievable. But they're riding on, oh, don't be Hitler. If you don't let a foreign country run everything and control you, you're Hitler. Just incredible. Meanwhile, Hegseth says not funding the department, $1.5 trillion, is the greatest threat our nation faces. Well, we also face the threat of being with NATO, trying to go to full war with Russia, and Israel sucking us into this war. So, I mean, I agree we need a strong military, but it's double-edged sword, isn't it? You know, you can have a shotgun in your gun case in case somebody robs you, but you don't want to, you know, hand the shotgun to some crazy homeless person, you know, out in the street. Meanwhile, Trump came out bizarre statements today and yesterday. Oh, Americans love the war. It's so good. And, you know, this is going to last maybe as long as Vietnam. He said that again. He said 19 years. Trump, please, God. Vietnam didn't last 19 years. I mean, things like this matter, folks. Most historians say it officially kicked off. Never called a real war, but it was a full war at 64, Gulf of Tonkin, the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution. We had advisors there 4 years before with the Indo-French. Indochina is what it was called. To control the opium trade. So you could say 15 years, but not 19. But that doesn't matter. He puts up all these wars that we basically lost and shows the amount of debt and says, look, it's not even approaching that. One is too many if it's not for a good reason and we're going bankrupt from it. And I saw an analogy on X that I think is excellent. This is still the perfect illustration of how we perceive the Hormuz risk. Everyone is seeing the avalanche coming, yet everyone thinks that somehow it is now under control. It isn't. There's no plan, no alternative routes that can scale fast enough. Hormuz open or closed, and now they're closing the Red Sea. The Houthis are, is all that matters. For all the parties involved, this is existential, so don't expect a quick resolution. So far, the IEA releases by China, oil demand reduction have brought us time, but that is reversing. China's oil imports are rebounding sharply. IEA releases run out within weeks. That's the big oil stockpile. And it's not just about oil, fertilizer, sulfur, LNG, all the rare earth minerals, and of course, helium for the chips. The building blocks of our modern society all flow through this narrow choke point. The only thing keeping markets afloat is the unreasonably high amount of hopium. Once it's gone, expect a violent situation. I agree with that. I want to show that avalanche here in a moment with audio because it's a famous thing in the Alps. And I guess it's the French Alps. And they're like, oh, look at that big avalanche a couple miles away. And then when it hits them and buries them in 20 foot of snow, reportedly people got killed. It wasn't entertaining anymore. It's like if you're ever at the ocean and you see this ocean getting sucked out, if you're in Hawaii or Japan, they're hit by tsunamis, you want to get to high ground. You see the ocean, all of a sudden, it's not like a tide that goes out over a few hours. If you see it all in a few minutes, you know, 3, 4, 5 feet down, and you can see the, you know, all the stuff, and you're walking, and and you walk out there and it's all incredible. And you're like, wow, we can pick up the starfish and everything else. What's going on? Well, that's because a big 100-foot wave's coming in a few minutes. And that's what this is like. You know, my great-grandmother told me the story. She lived about 95. My great-grandmother, his side lived 103. But I remember her telling me the story because her mom was, we were at the nursing home in Dallas. And she said, tell them that story when you were 5 years old in Galveston. It was one of the famous cases that they had an earthquake offshore and a big tsunami came in. Even the Gulf, they have them. And she just talked about how her father grabbed her arm and said, let's get out of here. And now they went up in the top of the hotel and watched like a 30, 40-foot wave come in and smash some stuff. But it wasn't that big a deal. But the point is, this is a big deal. So I'm going to stop here in a moment. But first, here is Trump saying, oh, no, I saw a poll where people love it. Well, like that CNN one 2 months ago, 100% of MAGA love the war. And that CNN, what was the methodology? Oh, we called some MAGA supporters. Oh, you... And they said, how many did you call? And they went, oh, six people that they'd already vetted? Oh, we love it. Goodness gracious. Maybe you could call Mark Levin's office and get, you know, I bet you get up 50 people. You know, I mean, how many staff? 20 people, whatever he's got staff-wise. You know, I think the Daily Wire is like 100 people. You could probably call the Daily Wire and say, hey, are you for this war? Absolutely, because you don't want to lose your job. That's not a real poll. So let's go to Trump and then go to the famous avalanche. This happened like 10 years ago now. And we're like, oh, look at that avalanche. Remember the famous footage they've put in so many places where it's out in California, Southern California, and there's raging wildfires across the highway and people just keep playing golf. And then they show photos a few hours later and the golf course is all burned down. People barely made it out. It's like, oh, look, 200 yards away, you know, 100-foot tall fire, high winds. Yeah, let's just finish our golf game here. It is the learned helplessness we're dealing with, or not even that, it's a normalcy bias where we are just sleepwalking into doom here. Every think tank, every military school, Army War College, all of them, Rand Corporation, another Pentagon report came out 2 days ago mirroring what they told Trump before Israel drug us in the war 145 days ago. And they said extremely low, less than 10% probability the Mullahs fall. They will hang on for years. They will close the strait. It will cause a global economic crisis. And they just issued a new report publicly saying, don't do it. I said I'd get to it later. It's just hard to not hit this, but I'm so loaded with other incredible news that I've got to stop. But so I'm going to stop with just Trump. And just the avalanche, which is an allegory and an analogy of what we're facing. Here it is.
As we go to honor these soldiers, do you have an update on the investigation as to how they were killed in Jordan?
No, they're doing that. That'll be released.
You know what? It was Iran targeting barracks.
I don't know. Well, they're going to pay a big price. They're being decimated.
Is that report inaccurate?
Yeah, please.
Sir, families of these
Well, Americans aren't against the war. A poll just came out. Americans don't want high gasoline prices, but they're not against the war. That just came out loud and clear in a poll. Nobody wants Iran to have a nuclear weapon. Do you want Iran to have a nuclear weapon? You think it's good? Go ahead. All I'm going to say is, we love you. We love your child, and that's what they are to them. They're their children. There's no games, no nothing. That's their child. And all you can do is throw out your heart. Thank you. Thank you very much.
One moment, you're enjoying a delicious breakfast. Mile and a half away is a mountainside. I'm like, oh, look. It's a big avalanche coming down the side of the mountain. Oh, boy. Notice the children are like, let's get out of here. Daddy, let's get out of here.
Daddy.
let's play that again with audio, and I want to tell you about the point we're at right now. Okay? We're all sitting here. It's like Russia and Iran or Mars or Pluto or Saturn. They're out in the asteroid belt. They're a trillion miles away. Out of sight, out of mind. Yeah, you see oil prices up, gas prices. Yeah. You see the problems. You hear about the dead, and you see the explosions, but it's still a faraway place. It's kind of like fantasy land. It's like a TV channel. You don't really focus on it. But it focuses on you, and it's not an entertainment channel. It's the real world. Go ahead and roll it. And then now, there's the escalation. The Saudis are getting nukes from the U.S. Told you that was already going on months ago, and they're calling now official. And war started about 145 days ago. That's about that point when the avalanche starts. And they're looking up at the top of the mountain. Oh, wow. Is that an avalanche? Oh. And now we're coming up to about where we are right now in late July 2026. It's about a mile away now right there. And everybody's still going, boy, that looks interesting. Wow, that's interesting. That's powerful. Let's keep going. And here we'll be in about a month, and then in about 2 months, and about 3 months, and about 4 months, and about 5 months, and 6 months, and 7 months, 8 months. It just gets worse and worse. And then about a year from now, guaranteed economically alone, this happens. Here we are 14 months later. Starvation, tens of millions starving, Europe being flooded with migrants, refugees from all this, and everybody screaming, help me, daddy. And the cameras smashed and knocked out. So, and the people are banged in and shoved into the building to bleed to death, covered in 30 feet of snow. So, and I'm just sitting here watching it in slow motion. People talk about this, and it's happened to me twice, where somebody runs a red light. And everything slows down. You're supposed to pay attention. You're not really. It turns green. I always look now more than once. And you go ahead and go out, or you're driving back a couple hundred yards. You see the light turn green, so it's open. You just go ahead and go through. And all of a sudden, you look, and here's a car or an SUV. And, oh, my God, they ran the light. And you're like, in a split second, do I jam the accelerator? Do I hit the brakes? Is there a car behind me? You're just a split second thing. And everything slows down. You're like, okay, no cars behind me. I think I'm going to slam on the brakes. One time I slammed on the brakes. One time I hit the accelerator. And one time, slam on the brakes, it flew right past me, going like 70 miles an hour, would have killed me, would have T-boned me. That was the right move. The other time I jammed on the accelerator, and that was a Jeep. I was driving a Tahoe. It totaled it. Security here knows. They remember I called my cell and said, come pick me up. I'm at the corner of this and that. And I hit the accelerator. And thank God I always drive the fastest Tahoes they got. Those things are fast. And I made the right move because he'd have T-boned me and killed me. But he hit the back so hard it knocked the back wheels out towards the ass of the car, smashed the whole back off. Tahoe spins two or three times. I got a little bit of a concussion. Got a headache. Kind of saw a little frosty stuff around my eyes. Called security away. The cops got there, filled the stuff out. Didn't even wait for the tow truck. Thanked the cop. Jumped in the security car. Came over here in the morning to the show. That was like 3 years ago. And the reason I tell that story is you look. And then you look, and then you go ahead and drive. And in fact, one time was a red light. This was at an intersection of Southwest Parkway. And there was a hill coming up, and the guy had to be going like 80. And I looked, but not enough. And so when I pulled out kind of leisurely, and then I saw him, and then I slammed on the brakes so he didn't T-bone me. So I'm sorry I'm telling those stories. I'm having flashbacks here. But everything slows down at that moment. You know what I'm talking about. And that's where we are right now as a society. So that's all coming up. I'm going to take this and all the new stuff. They're bringing me new stuff by the minute. I'm going to take this and the Israel's ambassador, and I'm not talking about Huckabee. He really is their ambassador, but their other ambassador, says arrest anyone criticizing AIPAC. And he uses the example of Mondami, who I cannot stand and who I wish, could be deported, even though he's a citizen. Not only is he calling for the arrest of Netanyahu, which he's backed off of, And if they have, you know, the international indictments and the rest of it, I think because of diplomatic immunity at the UN, Mondami didn't have the authority to do it. So Mondami did back off of that. But now the ambassador, I have the video here on Israeli TV, actually on U.S. TV, in English, he says, we need to arrest anybody that talks bad about AIPAC or Israel. Israel ambassador Danny Dannon says Mayor Mondami should be arrested for inciting hate against Jewish organizations like AIPAC by calling them monsters. Now, and then you're like, oh, good, I hate Mondami. No, this will set the precedent to arrest anybody that criticizes Israel. This is dangerous. So Israel doesn't just want to control the military and our intelligence and control the purse strings, claiming they co-own our weapons. That's set in the House today, and they say they've got the votes, Section 219, to literally merge our military, military.com, Wall Street Journal. Oh, yeah, it merges it. That's what it does. Bigger than Dallas. A two-year-old, could read. A five-year-old could understand it. So this is a big, big deal. But I'm going to table it. Tabling now. No more. I'm stopping because I've got to hit all the rest of this. Now, I'm going to talk about Charlie Kirk when we come back and how it ties in with Nick Fuentes. Charlie Kirk posthumously from the grave, and Nick last night talking about the persecution of Trump supporters, the murder and more. They tried to kill him a few years ago, came to this house. And then the guy died in a shootout with police, and no one even really covered it. National media didn't cover it. And a lot of the so-called patriots said, oh, Nick's making it up. No, there's just surveillance footage of him there with a gun saying, I'm here to kill you. Then he goes down the street and shoots three people, and then the cops kill him. Oh, yeah, that was a real hit. This is important to understand where we're going in the country. If the Republicans don't deliver on going after Antifa and these communist groups, and you don't need to arrest them for criticizing Israel, that's the First Amendment, or anybody else. They can criticize me. That's fine. They need to be arrested for organizing violence and organizing terrorism, because you got free speech, but you sit around in meetings. We've seen all the undercover video around the country that a bunch of reporters we've had on have gotten, Nick Sordor and James O'Keefe. I mean, countless videos. Savannah Hernandez, where they sit around talking about how they're going to overthrow things and kill people and kill police, and they name names. You can't sit around with armed people in a basement talking about who you're going to kill and how you're planning it. That's a conspiracy. That should be 45 damn years in jail. So we're going to go to break. I'm going to get into these important clips, and then I'm going to shift gears into amazing stuff. Good news on a bunch of fronts, and some of the good things Trump and the Republicans have done that is now paying off. But Trump won't even promote the good stuff he's done now. He just says, I don't care about what's happened to the average American not be able to have affordability. I don't believe in an unaffordability problem. I don't even think about America's financial pain. I just think about the war, and America loves the war. So we've got that. We've got insane stuff dealing with what Mondami is up to and what the Democrat Socialists of America are up to. We've then got all of this AI bubble news about to burst news. Then we've got all these leftist women converting to Islam. I mean, you talk about bonker town. We're going to be getting to all of that and more. ChatGPT is now not just censoring the Bible, it's censoring all sorts of stuff. We got examples of that. We've got so much loaded in the next hour and a half. No, it's more than an hour and a half. The next 2 hours before Michael Young gets here. And then we're doing a 2-hour deep dive on the Iran disaster and other geopolitical issues. And what's coming next? Stay with me and share those live feeds now. I don't have to sell you on bovine colostrum. Almost everybody knows for decades and decades, doctors recommend it to patients. It's been all the rage. It's the first 2 weeks of milk that come from a cow or any other mammal. It's not normal milk. It's not white. It's clear. It's full of all these peptides and amino acids and growth factors and things that literally accelerate tissue repair and so much more. But the issue is our bovine colostrum is a private label of the top rated brand in the country. They let us put our label on it, and we sell it for a little bit less than it's sold in stores. And then you're funding our operation. It's a total 360 win. But here's where I drop the ball. I've been promoting this bovine colostrum for almost a year since our sponsor Big Lee came out with it. And I just basically talk about, hey, it's great for your hair, great for your skin, you know, great for all of that. But that's just what you see on the surface. Yeah, your fingernails are thicker, they grow quicker. Women, you know, since the 60s have been taking it. But if it's doing that to the outside, What is it doing to the inside? So I wanted to just read some of the things that send bovine colostrum and explain to you how ours is 4 times stronger than the average stuff on the market and at least twice as strong as leading competitors. It's cold pressed. It's never been homogenized either or boiled or heated up to 250 degrees. So it keeps the cofactors alive. It's super concentrated. One little scoop from the powder is your daily intake, and it's amazing. But now our sponsors come out with these great naturally flavored grape gummies that has a full day concentrated allowance in each gummy. So let me now read to you just some of the ingredients and what it does. The vast majority of colostrum products, again, are flavorless, but the key is they are only 10 to 20% IgG. Ours is 40% IgG. That's double to quadruple the potency of the competitors. And it's a delicious, all-natural, grape-flavored gummy. So it habituates it. People love it and want to keep taking it. Immune Health IgG and Lactoferrin Defense. IgG immunoglobulins are the body's primary antibody defense. Colostrum's natural lactoferrin is a potent antimicrobial protein that binds iron and inhibits pathogen growth. Together, they prime and strengthen the immune system year-round, starting with the gut, and it's good for all the rest of the body and the organs. Gut support integrity. Colostrum contains growth factors IGF-1 and EGF. These help repair and maintain the gut lining. This makes it especially valuable for anyone dealing with leaky gut, digestive discomfort, or looking to optimize nutrient absorption. It's great for young people, but really essential for old folks. Because as you get older, the gut absorbs less and less. The bioactive peptides and growth factors in colostrum support faster tissue repair and lean muscle recovery after exercise, making these gummies a smart addition to any active lifestyle or fitness routine. And again, this is a 40% concentration. You're not going to find that anywhere else. Each gummy is 600 milligram concentrate of the highest quality bovine colostrum. That's not some little petty dose. That is a big dose that will give you big results. And of course, the colostrum are from good old cows right here in the USA. Ladies and gentlemen, if you love the powder, you're going to love the gummies. It's an incredible product. What it does for you internally is even bigger than what it does for your hair, your nails, and your skin. So get the powder and get the grape gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on the air. Be healthier. Have a better life. A true 360 win. Thank you for your support. And the gummies are discounted for a limited time out of the gates. Again, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me, it's right through me. Don't you understand? Oh, my little girl.
Massive news blitz, huge reports, deep dives, covering the waterfront, tying it all in as we chronicle where our species is and where we're headed and ways to right our trajectory before certain cascading cataclysms and certain doom. Because now we have the power of the gods, little g, to destroy ourselves. Whether Atlantis existed or not, and had advanced technologies that destroyed their civilization, we are now at the Atlantean threshold, at the event horizon, the point of no return, my friends. So first off, getting in the news, it is so important what Charlie Kirk said at many TPUSA events and events that he had me at remotely and in person, And he really championed at the White House, staying focused on domestic issues, staying focused on getting voters registered, staying focused on getting people back to Americana and a sense of what it is to be American and countering the poison of the communists, the Satanists, the Hollywood scum, the left, and the Islamic takeover. And even foreign powers, you know, obviously like Israel trying to control our domestic and foreign operations as well. And now you really don't hear anything from Trump or his administration about the censorship that you still see going on against many of the most prominent hardcore people that MAGA wrote in on, who are going to be here after Trump sails off into the sunset with his jumbo jet and the rest of it that the Qataris gave him. And we need to be talking about the future of this country and how we oppose the democratic socialists. So it is essential that we champion and that we defend the folks that are on the front lines of this fight. And I do that for the other talk show hosts, the other journalists. And we need to get back to that point when it was so intense and so out in the open 7 years ago, 6 years ago, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, because the left of the censors backed off a little bit with the debanking and the algorithms and the shadow banning, but now it's coming back. And we also have the DOJ and foreign governments coming into the U.S. and persecuting people. Say what you want about Andrew Tate. All the past investigations, all the past stuff they brought out turned out to not be true. Oh, he's going to be arrested for beating this girl. And she's like, no, I was begging him to spank me. You can tell it's a game. All the rest of it is Keir Starmer wanting to throw him under the prison. And now they claim all these years later that, 19 images of child exploitation that they got somewhere, not even from his phone, and that there was also extreme porn. What's that mean? I've had the Democrats plant that garbage on me, and the FBI put a letter out saying, no, he's the victim of it. They sent it to me unopened. Then they depose, get it in discovery, and find the hidden links and go in the news that I'm sending out child rape videos to people. Unbelievable. So I've experienced what they do. I've experienced the Daily Mail and all the other groups going in the Southern Poverty Law Center, contacting former wives and girlfriends and people I never even dated that they saw in a Facebook photo where I shook their hand at a party and they called up and said, did he rape you? We're offering you all this money to say he did. And thank God I've not been prolific like, you know, Andrew Tate, or I'm sure they'd find some crazy person like E. Jean Carroll with Trump to make stuff up. So because of the political nature of it, we know it's just out of hand, can't be trusted. Stuff from 15, 20 years ago, you can't even prove. And time again, the stories fall apart and aren't true. They go, six women said he raped him. And then he gets five of the six go public and said, I never even said that. And the other one said, I'm pulling back my charges. And again, he's not really my style. You know, he's an interesting guy, been on the show. But, you know, that whole bravado thing, that's not really my style. But he has a right to do that. He has a right. And the left was threatened by Andrew Tate, because he was kind of the other extreme. Cuck, hate yourself if you're a male, hate yourself if you're a white male, be a feminine, don't ask girls out, just be a loser. And he's over there on the other extreme, you know, how to be a pickup artist and, you know, how to, you know, be really impressive and all this. And that works on a certain genre of women. If you just act like a jerk and like you're King Kong or something, they think, well, this guy must be, you know, it. You know, kind of like rebel without a cause, leather jacket, switchblade, you know, acting tough. That's the old style of that. That's why do the hottest girls like to date jerks? Well, they certainly don't date a jerk over a milquetoast wimp who can't even stand up for themselves. So they went after him, just like all the TV commercials and, you know, don't ask a girl out or it's rape, because they want to try to shut down a movement of males being confident. Because if males get confident and get aggressive and competitive again in society and life and business, then the globalists can't overrun society and control everybody. They need to bring down the West because people will want to have Western values as their superior. So it must fall and be discredited. So we accept globalism, transhumanism, the end of history, as they call it. They got to destroy the family. They've got to destroy the male role model. Hence all the movies and TV shows where the male role model is an idiot. That was funded by the CIA starting in the 70s. Paul Ehrlich talked about it on national TV. Of course, it's all coming out now that since they cut off the U.S. aid money, billions of dollars to rap and gangster rap, it's all off the charts and falling apart, and their concerts are down over 70%. I was told by top rock stars, household names. They even came on the show and talked some about it, but never got into the specifics. They named names of the top record executives who came to them in the early 90s and said, it's going to be gangster rap. You got to get into rap. You got to do collaborations with gangster rap, which you saw the rock stars do. Because we're pushing this. It's a government directive. And now that's all over the news. Now that's coming out. Rap music just vanished from the Billboard Top 40 for the first time in 35 years. It's no longer being funded by the CIA. So they, go out, shoot people, be a thug, kill people. That's what's manly, so they can put you in prison. No, Tate's saying don't go shoot people, don't be in prison, be successful in business, be confident, work your ass off. And then he kind of goes to some extremes over there. But, you know, to guys that are not confident, they need to kind of, I'm not saying he's not confident, they need to go to the extreme to get out of their comfort zone. If the Overton window is way over here in sissy land, you got to go over here to barbarian land to pull yourself away from that. I understand being extreme to move an Overton window because you think you're going to be extreme. You just kind of pull it halfway. Now you're where you need to be. But that's why now they're making noises. Oh, it's very rare for us not to extradite somebody to England. Trump's getting ready to flush the Tate brothers. And you look at Tristan, he's completely innocent of anything. And they won't even tell him who the accusers are. Now there's new ones, and it's always the same. It's the Me Too movement. But no indictments for, you know, any of the Jeffrey Epstein clients. That's all killed. That's all shut down. Nothing for Howard Lutnick. And it's all about demonizing Trump. If Trump does the right thing and doesn't let them extradite them with something Keir Starmer, and as he was outgoing, did as a last gasp, well, then Trump has betrayed more of his supporters. Because Trump's hung around with them, the White House has. And I told Tate, and I told them, I said, you guys coming here and being political and going around and being with Trump and stuff, I said, you do whatever you want, but that's going to make the left come after you, and they're going to cook more stuff up. And the, you know, Tate and them are like, well, we disproved all the other crap. I'm sick of this. I'm not going to live in fear. And I get that. But, man, you don't want to get in front of a bull with a red cape unless you're a professional matador and, you know, you're willing to risk your life, and that's what you were brought up to do. And, I mean, I guess if you guys want to do that, do it. And I understand on issues, I wave a red cape in front of the bull, but I don't do anything unnecessary. I'm as bold and aggressive as I need to be. Like when I paid out $300,000, $2,000 per person, that's hundreds of people, to get on national TV and scream, Bill Clinton's a rapist, and you got $10,000, you said it to his face. We paid out like seven or eight of those. You think the Clintons liked it when everywhere they went, they were being screamed at, called rapist? That helped Trump win? You think they liked everywhere they went, have an airplane saying Hillary for prison? Lock Hillary up. You think they like sandwich board trucks? We spent millions and millions of dollars 2016 because we had a bumper amount of money coming in. And did I take the surplus money and get a private jet or a big mansion? No. I pumped it into big video billboards and hundreds of flights of aircraft and citizen activists giving them bonuses to do it. I mean, I'll stick my head in the lion's mouth, but I won't do it for the circus. I'll do it if the keys to victory is in the lion's mouth. Then I'll get in the lion's mouth. But I won't do it like a clown at a three-ring circus, not a circus master. And I'm not saying that's what Tate was, but they're going to extradite him, I believe, unless there's major pressure. And then they're still going to say, oh, look, the Trump buddy is in jail. Oh, look, and they're going to hold him for years before trial. So Andrew's an interesting guy, smart guy, so his brother. You know, he likes peacocking around and teaching guys how to, you know, do that. And again, that's not my style, but that's okay. It's healthier than being an emasculated chicken neck. So let me get to this because I'm setting it up here. Tate's just a piece of this. I've been patient zero. The left said this all over national news. They said, if we can get Jones, we can get everybody. So that's why when you share the articles, the videos, the reports, it's an act of revolutionary resistance because the bad guys came after me the hardest and first. And only thanks to your word of mouth, your prayer, financial support, thealexjonesstore.com, are we still here. So I salute you and I thank you. But the products are insane. They're good. They're amazing. And I want to sell you stuff that works. That's why it's guaranteed to work. But I'm going to get to a plug later. Let's go to from the grave, Charlie Kirk, one of many times, pointing out why I needed to be defended, why the Republican establishment needed to step up, which they didn't do. Ed Martin did, and Todd Blanche killed the investigation into the CIA and FBI running the attacks on me. Yeah, they have all the documents. Six criminal investigations they had going. Killed them last year. And then they killed Charlie, literally, not just the investigation. And then Nick Fuentes on Trump hanging people out to dry. It's not a good sign, and it needs to stop. Here it is.
Alex Jones was patient zero for the censorship regime back in 2018. And now Alex Jones is patient zero for lawfare strategies to be able to shut people up that they don't like. Is Alex Jones outlandish? Of course he is. He's a quasi-entertainer. That's one of the reasons why he's so popular. But Alex Jones has been right about a lot of things. And so people say, well, don't talk about it, you know, stay away from it. I learned my lesson. I learned my lesson what happens when I stay quiet and I listen to these people. I'm not going to put up with another bad precedent being set because I'm told that I should hate Alex Jones. He's outlandish. He's wild. He's entertaining. I don't agree with him on everything. They're doing this to be able to show it's a spectacle. And some people say, look, Charlie, this isn't about the regime doing a spectacle. It's about the families of murdered kids. Okay, I think it's not right what Alex Jones said and what he did. He agrees with that. Should you be able to shut somebody up because of it? Rachel Maddow accused One America News Network of being funded by the Russian government, and a judge tossed that away because under free speech provisions. $1 billion? We're going to talk about this in the next segment throughout the hour. This also is an opportunity that I hope all of you take. Watch carefully today. The podcasts you listen to, the radio shows you consume, the TV shows you watch. This is a scorecard moment. If your favorite conservative commentator is silent on Alex Jones, that is very telling. Lawyers for the Sandy Hook families say a verdict will send a signal to other conspiracy purveyors about the cost of online lies and set in motion a chain of events that could shut InfoWars down. So basically, the New York Times is saying this is a lot bigger than just Alex Jones. And you might be out there and say, I hate Alex Jones and he's a wackadoodle and all this sort of stuff. Look at the bigger picture. Have you learned nothing about how these people operate? Conspiracy purveyor. Who exactly is that? You know who the conspiracy purveyors are? Every single one of those mockingbird maniacs on television that was telling us Donald Trump is a Russian agent. You're the conspiracy theorist. But they'll never be held accountable. No, what they mean by conspiracy theorist is someone who asks questions against the core tenets, as Friedrich Nietzsche, the pieties that you can't ask, like election integrity or the alphabet mafia.
Kirk was right then. He's even more right now. And that's why it's a revolutionary act when you share our articles, our videos, our live feeds at alexjoneslive.com. That's why we've got to remember to stand together, to hang together or hang separate, as Benjamin Franklin said. We will hang together or hang separate at the end of ropes. All right, here's Nick Fuentes last night.
Under the Biden administration, Biden pardoned Hunter Biden. Biden protected his people. He gave preemptive pardons to his people. When the Democrats are in power, they arrest 1,800 Capitol rioters. They indict Donald Trump himself. They oversee Alex Jones being destroyed and all the rest of it. They help their friends. They punish their enemies. Trump gets elected. He doesn't do anything to our enemies. He lets them go free. And the allies, Alex Jones is bankrupted under Trump. Charlie Kirk is shot under Trump. Andrew and Tristan Tate are extradited under Trump. What does Trump do for anybody in the right wing in this country? What does he do to nurture the radical right? Nothing. Has he stopped us from being censored? No. Has he stopped us from being debanked? No. Has he shut down any of these ridiculous civil suits? No. Has he shut down the mainstream media, which defames and slanders us? No. Has he suspended cooperation with the ADL? No. They brought him back. shut down Antifa, look at their funding networks. Nothing, not a thing about it. We're still getting killed out there, literally and figuratively. Still getting attacked, still getting shot, still getting censored, slandered, lied about, in some cases prosecuted, extradited. So this would be yet another shameful stain on the second Trump administration if Rubio allows Andrew and Tristan Tate to be deported. And it does come down to him. He has to sign it. And you know what? Because Rubio is a pro-Israel Zionist, I'm sure he'd be happy to. Because Andrew and Tristan Tate have been critical of Israel in the past. That's why the Florida Attorney General was coming after them when they landed here. I'm sure for the same reason, Marco Rubio would be happy to sign that. Personnel is policy. This is your second Trump administration. So it's just a total farce. Stuff like this just should not be happening. It should not be happening. Have Andrew and Tristan Tate not suffered enough? How many years in prison, in solitary confinement, under house arrest, they've never been convicted? They have not been convicted of a single crime and yet faced years in prison and solitary confinement, travel restrictions, harassed by Interpol and police. Not convicted of a single thing. And then they fly to the United States under the golden age when it's all good. And they're going to get picked up and shipped out to the United Kingdom on behalf of literally the gayest, most anti-white country currently in existence. This sort of thing just should not be happening. We should be free from fear and free from the terror of the left when Trump is the president. Is that not the bare minimum? Okay, mass deportations are tricky. Okay, border wall takes time. Okay, I guess war with Iran and Ukraine is a little more complicated than we thought. Like, maybe you're willing to make allowances for these things. I'm certainly not, but maybe you are. At the bare minimum, we should not live in fear of the terror of the left when Donald Trump is the president. It should not just be going on like this. Alex Jones is still bankrupt. Charlie Kirk is dead. Candace Owens is being sued by France. Andrew and Tristan Tate are being extradited to the UK. I'm still banned from all social media. How is this right? How is this fair? We won. Our side won. And yet, the terror continues. And that is everything to do with our DOJ and our Secretary of State and our president.
Well said, Charlie Kirk. Well said, Nick Fuentes. And whether you agree with everything they say or not, or what will I say or not, you should support us because we have the system coming after us. Remember a few years ago, guy comes to kill Nick at his house, says he's going to kill him, has a gun, goes and shoots a bunch of people, kills people, dies in a shootout with the cops like 30 minutes later down the street. And no national media picked it up, some local news. And then I defended Nick and other people, other quote influencers who were jealous, just said, oh, he's made it up. Even when he released the video. This is the stuff that goes on. This is what we do to expose what's happening. And we need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support. So we're going to start the next hour jam-packed with incredible news on so many fronts. But let me just tell you how you can support and get great products at the same time. There is a massive sale going on right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Huge. Ultimate summer sale. 50% off Ultimate Power, Freedom, Mango, and Patriot Punch. If you loved Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy, this is basically the same formula, but even stronger with some other ingredients added that make it even better. Time released with all the key minerals and vitamins and cofactors. It is incredible. Methylene red capsules. This is a proprietary product that goes with methylene blue, but by itself supercharges your cells and your whole body as a stimulant, but doesn't feel like one with no letdown. It would take an hour to get into ultra methylene red. The capsules are now in. Ultimate Methylene Red. I should spend 5 minutes just telling you what this does. Go read the ingredients. Ask ChatGPT or Grok about it. Ask them what these things will do for you. In fact, I did this with the Methylene Red when it came out 6 months ago. I want to do that again and just show you what it says about it. I mean, this is high-end stuff at a low price. You can get it for 50% off right now. Methylene Red capsules, introducing those. Mind Fuel Nootropic Energy Shots, all 50% off. 40% off zeolite tincture, detoxifying, go up for spike protein, and it's good for your whole body getting heavy metals out. Methylene blue tincture, 40% off. CMOS gummies, 40% off. Shilajit gummies, 40% off. Methylene blue gummies, 40% off. Ultimate chill, which is the kava and all the rest of it. You'll be totally calm, but also focused. That goes great with ultimate energy. You stack them. And a whole bunch of other big discounts as well. 30% off all apparel. Most of the apparel has like a 75% markup. If it's a small, it costs less, so it's 100%. When you buy like an XXL, it's less than 100% markup. It's like 75%. So when you have 30% off on the apparel, we're making like $5 on it. The widest selection of Patriot shirts of every different design, configuration. It is the widest selection. It's over 800 different shirts. It's ridiculous. The new line that I designed is, I think, pretty good. Rebel Scum since 1776. The Betsy Ross flag, less 1984, more 1776 in muscle shirts. Whole bunch of other really cool stuff now at thealexshowstore.com. I love this lightweight so-called dress shirt, but it's a very special type of shirt from a great manufacturer. It's super lightweight, amazing. We now have the boxer shorts, and they're not boxer like underwear. You know, the classic boxer shorts that aren't long and aren't short. They're just kind of medium. They're my favorite type. I picked these out. I picked the brand. I said, this is the type of short I like. And it's you know, what everybody I see wears at the gym. I mean, it's just that they're great. And it's got a ring of stars with 1776 on the right hip. Very clean, very nice. We're adding a lot of new apparel at thealexjonesstore.com. And every order right now, and it's about to end in the next few days, gets a free mystery t-shirt. You just put your size in, you get a free mystery t-shirt with every order that's $29 or more at thealexjonesstore.com. That is a hell of a deal right now. We have all these pure Americana beauties. We've got the new white trash collection that we should pull up and show people. That's what I'm calling it, because I always see truckers and stuff wearing it. I mean that affectionately. But it's, you know, a beautiful Daisy Duke or beautiful blonde, beautiful brunette, you know, with 1776 across it, Texas flag, rebel flags, American flags, Gadsden flags. We got a whole bunch of these Texas Rebel limited edition vintage style t-shirt. I love it. These are obnoxious. If you're going to go big. There's a whole line of those bad boys with the beautiful ladies on them right now at thealexjonesstore.com. We have the very best shower filters with the highest ratings, cutting out the most garbage at the lowest price. We've got the silver collectible 250-year anniversary with the amazing, my favorite cross, Jerusalem cross. Those are going to be gone soon. Thealexjonesstore.com, and you stand with us, and you know that all the great work we're doing is because of you. You are the reason we're here. You are the InfoWar, thealexjonesstore.com. But whatever you do, share the live feeds right now at rumble.com/thealexjonesshowlive and on X Rel Off Jones. That's the Paul Revere. That causes the chain reaction. We'll be back with hour number two. Stay with us. When the deep state removed Richard Nixon back in 1974, he had the highest approval rating of any president since they started doing approval ratings in the last 100 plus years. And so now there's this rediscovery of Nixon, and he's certainly anti-establishment. So we have an entire line of Nixon 2028 shirts that are extremely triggering to libtards and others. And so many other incredible designs now available at thealexjonesstore.com. But whatever you do, visit the site, the very best supplements, amazing methylene blue, the best bovine colostrum, collectible coins, the very best water filtration, highest ratings for showers and for your drinking water. All of it is symbiotic. All of it's a win-win. All of it is great. All of it empowers you and it funds our operation. Please take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. But whatever you do, share our new site with the live video feeds, the archive feeds, the videos, the special reports, the articles at alexjoneslive.com. That is the coordinates of the Second American Revolution worldwide at alexjoneslive.com. And follow me on X at RealAlexJones, on Rumble, rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. You're the Paul Reveres. Tell them where the resistance is right now. You got all the power. When you take action, you're unstoppable. I salute you and I thank you. Now take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. They called me crazy, they called me paranoid, but now they know I was right. Tonight, more conspiracies that turned out to be true on this episode of I Told You So.
Reality starts here. alexjoneslive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.